and another thing. So here we are. Oh my God.
Howdy.
You know, I've just been, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that, I don't remember if I talked about it on the show before, but, I have been experiencing some kind of issues with my hormones, and because of it, I am unable to lose weight, and it's been so incredibly frustrating because everything I do, nothing matters. I gain weight, and so I'm trying these new supplements that are called, I don't know what the proper name is, but it's DIM, D-I-M, and then it's DIM supplements. You can look it up online. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm doing the Smoky Mountain Naturals. It's basically made from cruciferous vegetables, which is a stuff that you would get from broccoli, from cabbage, and all of that. What it's supposed to do is metabolize or help your body metabolize estrogen if you're estrogen dominant. And in many cases, estrogen dominance leads to all those fun things like weight gain, hot flashes, hair on your chin, you know, whatever else women suffer when they're going through the change.
Zits.
And yes, all of it. So I've been trying that, and I'm kind of noticing that maybe there's some hope. I'm not sure. And it doesn't work for everybody. The Smoky Mountain Naturals is, and I'm not working for them or anything like that, but I've ordered some of their products before, and I've liked them. So I went through, there's like over 2,300 reviews, and I think it's got like over 4 stars. So I was just reading all the reviews, and, you know, some people get terrible headaches, but it's only for the first, you know, couple of days. I think it's a detox situation. Mm-hmm. I never had any headaches. I started small. I took one. And with food and lots of water, some people say their hair falls out, but not many.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm telling you some of the bad
mustache
reviews.
Hair falling out would be welcome exactly. in my case, but I just...
But most people who have experienced it or try it have positive results where the acne goes away. If it's hormonally induced or caused acne, if it's because of hormones. Some people don't break out because of hormones. And I am taking, I guess, 600 milligrams. They say the recommended dose is 200 to 400. I was taking that and seeing nothing. So I thought, well, I'm just going to try. I talked to my doctor about it. She's not freaked out or worried. She's a OBGYN, and then she's also does like bioidentical hormones and stuff. So I told her I was going to try it, and she didn't have anything negative to say. She's like, well, see what it, you know. And I said, do you think it's okay if, like, if it doesn't work, if I up my dose? She says, well, we'll do blood tests and make sure everything's fine, but I don't see a problem with it. So just for all the worriers out there. I've noticed that since I put it up to 3 a day, that maybe I'm seeing a little bit of a change. So I'm hopeful, you know. And I'm trying thing, which is a cortisol blocker, but I just started that, so we'll see. But go on.
Okay. Well, let me just say, I got you beat by a couple of years, not like it's a contest or anything, but just so you know, I've been in menopause for, solidly in menopause, whether it's peri, but like severe hot flashes, no sleep, the whole thing. I'm sleeping better now, but for 8 years,
wow,
7 years. And, I did hormone therapy, and then I got worried about cancer. So I stopped, and then the hot flashes came back, and they came back worse. So I put myself back on the hormones without consulting my doctor. And then I told my doctor, so I went back on the hormones. She's like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do that because it resets your internal thermostat. Mm-hmm. So the hot flashes come back worse when you go off. And she said, go off, because you don't get to decide. That's not how medicine works. Mm-hmm. And so I had to stop. And anyway, I get hot flashes. I have breasts that truly start like on my shoulder blades from behind. Like when I put my bra on, I reach behind through my underarm to grab my back, and then I pull my tits into the cup. Okay, this is how I roll now. I've got, you know, I've
Next
had two
time
kids.
I see you,
and
I'm going to motorboat you.
You should. I mean, you could motorboat me right now. I have cleavage. And sometimes I look at just the cleavage and I'm like, yeah, girlfriend. And then I like step back a foot and I get my whole body and I'm like, why? why do I have this midsection love that is just, it's like a meat suit, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it is estrogen dominance. It could be a number of things, but like, for instance.
Well, I like food though. That's what I want to get to. Like, I want to enjoy my life.
Right.
And I don't want to deprive myself, and it sucks.
Yeah, but you
and
liked
like,
food when you were younger and it wasn't happening to you.
It wasn't a problem.
So that's
then.
That's the deal, is that. If there is a way, and the hormones that I'm on are bioidentical, they're not pharmaceutical.
You're not putting a patch on your ass.
No, I do use creams, but they're compounded in a compounding pharmacy, and they're still synthetic, but they're like from as opposed to chemicals, they're made from plants those plants have the same genetic code or makeup or whatever as the hormones that we do. I'll give you one thing with hot flashes you might want to investigate, and I would recommend the Smoky Mountain Naturals because they're pretty good, and you'd have to get the paraben free. If you use a little bit of progesterone cream, that sometimes will make the difference and calm your hot flashes down. I've been having them a lot lately too, but it's just a matter of getting your hormones balanced. If you can do that, you're going to be able to eat the way you did when you were younger. It's not like a magic weight loss thing. You don't just automatically lose weight. You have to put the effort in. You have to eat right and all of that. But
forget it. I have to put effort in? I'm just kidding.
Well, but I'm just saying that, like, so, you know, I don't want anyone to confuse this. Like, oh, I think this is some magic weight loss thing. No, it isn't. Right. It's a matter of getting your hormones, because you know what? I have been dealing with fucking hormone issues my whole life. When I was in my, well, first of all, I started getting cystic acne when I was probably around 19 or 20. And that followed me around forever. I finally found relief with clindamycin phosphate gel, which is an over-the-counter antibiotic that you just rub on your face. I had some birth control pills that help with that. I've been able to keep it at bay with the clindamycin, but I used to get cramps that were so bad that I would literally pass out from the pain. I would be in bed for 3 or 4 days. I couldn't fucking move. And I don't even have the worst of it. Like, my sister has endometriosis. I don't have that. People tend to not believe you when you tell them. I mean, I remember I was living with my mother when I had this really terrible, I mean, I would just get the worst fucking cramps. And again, it was like 3 or 4 days. I couldn't get out of bed. So it was the middle. I would always get them in the middle of the night. So I went out into the kitchen, and I remember standing at the sink. I don't even know how I got to the sink because I was in such pain. I was seeing stars, and I took Advil, and I was on the way back to my room, and I passed out. And my head hit the wall, and my mom comes running out of the bedroom, and she's like, Kimberly, did you just pass out? And I remember I woke up and I went, no. But, you know, I was in such severe pain. The only thing that got rid of the pain was an extremely hot bath. And then, you know, I used to call it the grab bag of hormonal symptoms that I would deal with, whether it was boobs that were hurting, terrible moods, feelings of doom. Some days I would like cry for 3 or 4 days and not be able to stop. You know, some days I was fine when I was PMSing or whatever, but it's like, I've been through it all. And so now that I'm older and I've been, you know, going through menopause, I started perimenopause probably in like 2013, and then I finished everything up in 2015. And I'm, you know, now that I'm on bioidentical hormones, because I'm on a combination of progesterone, it's called estriol, which is a good estrogen, and testosterone. Since I've been doing that, I've had some relief, but I just was recently tested again, and I'm going to see my doctor, and we're going to go discuss what my levels are, because it's like what you are 1 year may be different to what you are another year.
Right. And so it's always changing.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm going to try to see if these DIM supplements are going to help, but I'm hopeful, because it's like, I mean, sometimes I get these false starts. I think, I feel like I'm losing weight a little bit, or at least I'm losing bloating. And I'm writing about this in my book, because it's like my whole fucking life I've just been dealing with body image issues and body hatred and coming down on myself so hard. And when people give me a compliment, my first reaction, and I've learned to not say it out loud, but the reaction in my head, if somebody says something like, you know, something nice to me about the way I look, in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, well, you haven't seen me in this lighting, or you haven't seen me naked, or you haven't seen me in bikini, or whatever. I'm always coming up with excuses like, well, you don't really know. You don't really know, because really I'm ugly. It's like, it's just, right. It's such a
rather
fucking,
than thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and now I've learned to say thank you. And what's funny is my girlfriend would laugh because people would compliment me and I would just kind of, it's embarrassing when you get a compliment. And so I said, thank you. And then she would say, you always just say thank you. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Argue with them? You know, because that's what I really want to do. Let me prove you wrong. Let me prove to you that I'm just ugly and horrible. So
I'm gross.
Yeah.
I'm hideous.
And I mean, I truly know that I'm not. But on the other hand, there's this voice in my head that comes in, and like Bob has learned now, when I start doing it, he just starts kissing me. It's like he's just going to kiss me till I stop doing it. But it's like, I mean,
like a tongue kiss,
any kind of kiss he can get. He's a kissing whore. But yeah, I mean, it's like, thankfully he's not impatient with me, and he is very sweet and kind, and he puts up with me. It's not that I'm constantly badgering myself. I do it enough though. And, you know, there are times when I feel confident and other times when I'm not confident at all. And, you know, and it's like I'm trying to chronicle in this book, and it's such a fine line because it's like I don't want to sound like I'm whining. I don't want to sound like I'm looking for people to give me compliments or, you know, fishing for. I'm not doing that. I feel like I'm a product of my environment. And obviously there's some people who are much more confident and less vulnerable to some of the messaging out there. You know, my mother's one of them. My mother, when she would gain weight, she's like, all right, gotta go on a diet. I would gain weight and the world was fucking over, you know. And it's like,
right.
She's able to handle it better, and you know, and I know a lot of people are, but then again, there's a lot of people like me who I mean I used to have a girlfriend who said that she didn't even want to go out if she gained some weight, because she just felt so self-conscious, and she was very thin. So if she did gain weight, she'd still be very thin. But in her mind, she couldn't be seen in public. And I mean, and it sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, but it's like, it's just something that, you know, growing up and seeing all this.
It's a real thing.
It's a thing. You know, and it's like, I'm mm-hmm. trying to find that happy place of where I can accept the way I look and my body. I can still have food that I like, you know, I mean, every night I'm not going to eat because if I could, man, I'd be like, you know, macaroni and cheese and pancakes
and
dinner.
I'd be making homemade brownies. Mm. I'd have ice cream in a coffee cup, pour a little milk in and like eat it with a spoon. And then I'd go to something else. And then I'd do, you know, I'd make popcorn on the stove with butter. And yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I try to find alternatives that are satisfying to me. And then I usually give myself, I used to give myself the entire weekend to just, okay, I can eat what I want. Now I give myself Saturday. But, and it's not to say that I'm on any extreme diet, but I'm very careful, you know. And it's just,
I'm having to be careful, unfortunately. I'm not good at it. I just started being careful. I start every day being careful. And then by like 4 in the afternoon, I'm like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
You know? But you know what I've discovered? Kale chips.
Yeah, you know,
and
I've never
make
had
them
those.
At
Bob
home.
Said that he makes homemade.
Oh my God. Okay, get the curly kale, uh-huh. right? Trim out you just cut off the stalk at the very end, and then cut it into small pieces, you know, like the size of, you know,
like a
potato chip,
yeah.
let's say. Right. Put like maybe an eighth of a cup of olive oil in the bottom of a mixing bowl, throw all the kale in, kosher salt, toss that shit up, lay it out on some cookie sheets, put it in the oven at about 350 and just watch it start to turn a little bit brown. Mm-hmm. I like mine on the crispier side.
Yeah.
So I let it get a little browner maybe than most. And then you bring it out, you put a little cayenne, maybe a little more kosher salt. You can put lemon zest or whatever you want. And then I fill a popcorn bowl like I'm having popcorn. And I eat the entire fucking thing. And there's nothing in it that's bad.
Yeah. No, kale is great.
And it is very satisfying. It's so good.
Well, that's
I'm gonna
it.
That
you know,
tonight.
I mean, it's like if you can find healthy things that you enjoy, that's even better. You know, I actually just found, God, who was it by? I can't remember, but it's like a frozen dessert, and it's dairy free. I can't have dairy because I get cystic acne. It aggravates it. But it's the they make it with bananas. So instead of using milk, it's made with bananas.
And what is it?
It's really good. I'll have to. I can't remember the name of it, but something shine. It's in like a green little pint, and there's one that's like tropical flavor. That's got a little. That's I think that's 120 calories per serving with 4 grams of fat, and then there's one that's got it's like a strawberry banana. And that's only 80 calories per serving and no fat. And so it's like a banana base, and
it's a little bit
like a sorbet, but slightly more creamy, just slightly, not a lot.
And it's satisfying.
Yeah, it's delicious. Especially, I like to combine them. I have like a little bit of the strawberry banana and then a little bit of the other one because it's more creamy. It's really, really, really good. So it's like I like to try to find. Things that I can feel like I'm having something that's really delicious without feeling like, oh, I'm going to pay for this later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's
that.
That
shine or whatever that is.
Oh, something. I can't remember the name. It's in the frozen. They make popsicles too. They make like the strawberry popsicles, and it's a green
I'll find it.
Pint or something. I'm gonna. I think I sent something.
Is it a Whole Foods number?
No, I just got
it
at Safeway.
Okay.
I'm gonna find the picture and send it to you in a minute. But it was really good. Oh my God! Though, just to totally switch the subject, I wonder these fucking tapes from Avenatti. I didn't know when Molly brought it up that he had posted that. So I wonder. And I read the tweet. And he said
He said it should be available immediately. Yeah. Well, immediately for me is like yesterday. So what the hell, Michael? Michael Avenatti.
Okay, going back, it's called Outshine. Outshine non-dairy banana based. So that's what it's called.
Did you just go to your fridge?
No, I sent a picture to my mother because I'm like, oh my God, you gotta try this.
Outshine frozen fruit bars. Okay.
Well, so this is like a pint thing. So you know you're gonna scoop it out like regular ice cream. But yeah, it'll
okay,
be interesting.
I see it. But there's this. Here we go. Non dairy outshine.
It's really good, especially the tropical,
strawberry banana.
The tropical. It's gonna be so good. So I wonder, do you think those tapes are gonna emerge?
Well, why would Oven? He delivers on everything he says.
But I don't think he doesn't have those tapes. It's tapes. He was saying that they were released. I'm gonna go look up the tweet right now. But it doesn't sound like it's in his hands. He says the Trump tapes that were just disclosed in court as a result of our efforts should be should be released immediately, not tomorrow, not next week, not next week. Okay, so there you go. I wonder.
So let's have it. Come on, Mikey.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I have been really having a hard time with this whole, I don't know, what do you even call it? Administration?
Shit
I don't even
show,
know what to call it. Shit
fuck
show.
Fest.
You know, I mean, it's like for a while I was like amped up, and then this year it just seems progressively more and more difficult for me to. Even though like you said, I mean, I'm cautiously hopeful, but at the same time, I'm really freaked out because I think that we've got this one shot, and if we blow it, we're fucked, you know?
Yeah, and we're not going to blow it.
We can't blow it.
We're not. And we're not going to blow it.
You know, I will say this. What's her name? Oh God, I'm forgetting her name right now, but it's the one who it's the one, the Claude Taylor, Louise Mensch.
Oh yeah.
She has actually been she's gotten things right. I remember she retweeted something that she had tweeted last summer. And of course I can't cite and tell you what it is, but I just remember, you know, the other day going down my Twitter feed, she's taken a lot of shit. I know Malcolm Nance gives her a lot of shit, and a lot of people say that she's just doing what she's doing for attention. But she was reporting stuff on her blog last year that it's kind of coming to pass now. So I just want to put that out there. It's not to say that I would, I'm careful if I retweet her. I'm not going to retweet something that doesn't have like, you know, like Washington Post, New York Times backing kind of thing. I don't want to, mm-hmm. I feel like I've been burned that way before. I've fallen for too much. So I don't want to put that out there. But now that, you know, we're looking backward and we're saying, all right, this is what she said, and then this is what's happening. It's kind of interesting to me. So, you know, I know she made, I think it had to do with something along the lines of the intercepts or the signet that was the Don Jr. Talking about, you know, trading out stuff for Hillary or whatever, you know, however, whatever those conversations were. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
So,
yes.
Interesting.
Well, I am going to believe that the, you know, we've only, it seems crazy because I feel like I've lived my life as someone who's been fighting for the resistance, you know, and it's only been not even 2 years, really. And so here we are, we've got the midterms coming up. We've got the primary is next week. I can't wait to go vote for Buffy Wicks for state assembly. I think there's so many wonderful candidates who have emerged because they feel it's their duty.
Yeah.
Like Molly was saying in the last segment, for altruistic reasons, not because they're narcissists,
right.
Not because they're going to, you know, tie a woman up, spit in her mouth and forcibly have sex with her and then threaten to kill her. Mm-hmm. Those aren't the people who are coming out of the woodwork on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was my reference to Eric Greitens, by the way, in case anybody missed that. You know, the Jess Phoenixes, the Andrew Janses. I am, you know, I have just decided that my life's purpose is to really do the best I can for people in my community, which, you know, could be the community that I live in or the greater community that is our country or the state, you know, the state of California, whatever. So I'm taking a personal day off work on June 18th, and my best friend and I are jumping in the car the Sunday night before that, which is the 17th, and we are driving to Fresno, to Maricopa County, District 22 in California, where Andrew Janz is challenging Devin Nunes for that congressional seat. And the reason we're going down there with signs, big signs, artistic signs, hardcore protest signs, because Ivanka Trump will be in California stumping for Devin Nunes.
Wow.
And I believe it is my duty as a human being to ask her how she can stand beside her father and not speak out on behalf of these immigrants who have come to our country, women whose children are ripped from their arms and detained or placed in you know, alternative care while their mothers and fathers are imprisoned. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not America. While that sideways bitch tweets out on Sunday a picture of herself holding her son while her father is the reason.
Yeah, and then
there
it blames
are mothers
Democrats
who are being separate. Yeah,
when
yeah.
You've got
that's
just
not
Sessions basically just like saying we're gonna do this. I mean we're gonna rip kids from parents because fuck you.
Right. Right. So I feel like, you know, that's what's happening in my world now. Hmm. And I'm going to do that until change happens.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people like me who are doing that. And people like you, you know? So those people are going to show up and vote because they realize how serious this is.
I just hope so because
do you know anybody that didn't vote? Like who openly admits they didn't vote?
No.
In 2016, you know what I mean? Like, that's our world, right?
Right.
So we need to step out into the other parts of the world and compel those people to vote.
Yeah. And, I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's. I think the thing is it's like, I honestly don't think we're ever going to have the America back that we had before. What I'm hoping for is we'll get an improved version because of this. You know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to traditional norms anymore. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to get back to that same place, but we might be able to create something better. And I just hope that we can because, it's like this one-shot thing. We don't have all these do-overs. Democracy is extremely delicate and vulnerable, and we have to we have to get this right. Actually, we have to get this left. So
yes, we do.
Damn it. Well, I guess we should start wrapping up, I'm going to be going over to my sister's house. She's so funny. She sent me a text saying, oh, well, if you find you have a gap or if you feel like working over here, it's like, I'm not going to like pull up everything and go work at her house. But I figured I would visit her.
Go visit her. Yeah. That's wonderful. That's good for her. That gives us fuel, too. And that beautiful little niece of yours.
My little niece.
Yeah, see?
All righty. Well,
oh, my gosh. I'm loving your music, babe. It's just amazing.
I think the songs kind of fit for today and the current climate change. That's what we need.
Yep.
Anyway, all right. Well, we will see you guys next month with new stuff.
Yes, we will.
And don't forget to follow your lady. What's your Twitter handle?
At Lady Brain Show at Twitter.
At Lady Brain Show. And I'm author Kimberly. All right, see you guys next month.
Bye.